Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, and Mark Grody should not be taken too seriously, especially when they give advice. Do not take Marshall's analogies literally, especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey. The sports thoughts of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody may change at any time. It's just sports.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Rahimi, Harris, and Grody, 10 to 2 on 670.
Chuck Swirsky, of course, Bulls play-by-play man, live from Rome. Chuck, how did we find out why you were not at the Bulls game last night? Your post on Instagram.
I mean, if somebody told me in my lifetime that I would meet, number one, a pope, secondly, the first American pope, thirdly, I'd have the presence to actually speak to the pope one-on-one and then present him with a Chicago Bulls jersey. Really? Seriously?
This is unbelievable. I'm speechless.
And I had my Bulls jersey that I've been carrying around with me for like 3 weeks, and it's never left my sight, even at a game. I walked up to the stage, and I said, Pope Leo, my name is Chuck Swirsky. I'm the radio play-by-play announcer for the Chicago Bulls. I'm involved with Holy Name Cathedral, and it's an honor and a privilege to be with you, and I'd like to present you an authentic, iconic Chicago Bulls jersey. And he smiled. He loved it.
Big time onion. Bulls win. Bulls win. Bulls win.
And I said, the only thing I'm disappointed with, I couldn't bring you Aurelio's pizza. And he laughed because he's a big fan of Aurelio's pizza.
I eat the pizza all by myself. Nobody else eats. Eat the pizza.
I'm getting some feedback on Twitter or X, whatever you call it, about the picture. It's not photoshopped. It's real.
Oh my gosh, it's on Twitter. It must be true.
Right now, will you be able to sleep tonight? I'm just...
No. And by the way, I did tell the Pope, Pope Leo, my name is Chuck Swirsky. I do the radio play-by-play for the Bulls. Oh, by the way, Your Holiness, the first place Bulls. And he smiled.
Yes, that's it.
Amazing.
That is it.
The basketball gods love the Bulls.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
If only we could give the Pope a Bears win as an offertory. Wouldn't that be a nice gift? This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Congratulations again to Chuck Swirsky for meeting Pope Leo XIV yesterday in Vatican City. Just absolutely amazing. How do you follow up even that fun open thanks to Robbie Triano? Well, no other way than with the Bears quarterback. The two most popular topics in town. The Pope and the Bears quarterback. But that's where we are. Caleb Williams, of course, and the Bears getting ready for this game on Sunday against the Giants. More in the 10 o'clock hour in two segments at 10:45 on why he might not have his best game. And Marshall will tell you why it's okay. In the meantime, we are trying to, number one, figure out what is defined as the halfway point of the NFL season. Is it after 8 games? Is it after 9 games? How do you split this on a 17-game schedule? Is it today because this is the middle of the middle?
Yeah,
or is it yesterday?
Technically, probably today because of the way things go, and this is the start of week 10 because there's Thursday night football tonight. But
there
I think
it is Thursday night football tonight.
I like to go, everybody's played 8 games, and I'm sure everybody has played 8 games since the start of week 10, but maybe over halfway. It's kind of like the All-Star break in basketball and baseball, where we know there's been more than half the season played, but it feels like a pause.
So now that we suss that out, in the meantime, I'm saying this because how are we supposed to know when to give the progress report? Well, Patrick Finley jumped the gun. At Hallis Hall yesterday, he asked Ben Johnson for his progress report of the Bears quarterback.
Where is Caleb compared to kind of the goals you had from midway point of the season?
Well, I mean, the number one thing is for us to win games, and so we've done that 5 times so far. That's who we are as a team. I do think he's getting better every week. There's ups and there's downs, and some weeks are better than others, which we knew, but he's a lot better place now with his process than he was to start the season. You know, that whole the week isn't necessarily smooth sailing always, but I think that's to be expected with year one in a new system. So he's learning and he's spent a lot of time at it. So I'm very pleased with his approach, and I think we've got the right group of guys around him to help support him. And so I think we're going to continue to see him take off here second half of the season.
I love everything that he says there because it lets you know that in the evaluation process, the wins do matter. And he's got 5 wins in his first 8 games. That's a .625 winning percentage. That dog will hunt. 10-6, as you know, the old standard before he expanded to 17 games.
Which is why we're in this scenario
of not knowing when the halfway point is.
What is the halfway point?
Listen, but for him to say that and be as demonstrative as he was and where he said that in that statement, in the answer that it was given, I thought that was important, but also understanding it is a work in progress, and I am completely satisfied with the progress that Caleb Williams is making because I know we're not at the end yet.
We're not, and I think about the benchmarks and how we all want to see him throw a 4,000-yard season. Do I think it's happening in his career with the Bears? Yes. For me, the answer is either this year or the next, but if he gets close, I'm not going to be mad about it because we know what we're seeing. That's part of this, too. There's the stats, there's a box score, and then there's what you know when you actually watch the games. 1,916 yards for Caleb Williams, 12 touchdowns to go with 4 interceptions. Right now, the rating is at a 93.5. Now, keep in mind, he finished last season with 87.8. And while I don't put a ton of stock in the quarterback rating metric, when it's accumulative like that, and we are talking about his body of work from year to year, I think after 8 games, that's good enough indication that, yeah, not only are the numbers telling you he's improved, but we've seen that as well. Has he suffered setbacks? Yes, growth is not linear. Growth is a wavy line, kind of like a squiggly noodle. So when you consider that, it's not always going to be a fun discussion on a Monday. You know, you're going to have your ups and downs. Teams are going to force you into things where you're not going to look as good. We talk about Patrick Mahomes having bad games. Welcome to being a quarterback in the NFL. But when you consider the progress overall, if the head coach is seeing it, I tend to think Ben Johnson doesn't really lie. Like, I know there are times where you have to make a business decision and say, yes, there's growth, even when people think there might not be. But this isn't one of those cases. Everybody's eye tests are all reflecting the same way. And you can also see it in the most important improvement stat, which is sacks. 2024, of course, 68. 2025, 14. Now, to get from 101 to 201, the question becomes, what are you going to do in the pocket? How long are you staying in there? congratulations, you passed the avoid getting sacked level. I'm glad that your young legs at 23 can still carry you many yards downfield in the NFL. But that's the part where you're going to have to start working into the next level of your game. And I think we're seeing that.
Yeah, the rushing aspect of it, coming off of a game in which he rushed five times for 53 yards, that helps. Especially when you look back at the previous four-game set, in which the win over the Commanders and the win over the Saints, he had a combined negative 4 yards between those two games.
Whoopsies.
On seven attempts. That's not what you want to see. You want to see the legs be an active part of the Bears' offense for Caleb Williams. That expands what they can do as far as the passing game is concerned, but also the threat of the running game when you talk about how much more they're using play action this season than what he saw in his first NFL season.
We use the term sustainable so much, and I think there are times where we've got to clarify it. Like, for example, avoiding sacks via the run, I don't think is truly sustainable for your entire NFL career. Like, I don't think Joe Flacco at 40 is going to be avoiding sacks via the run. Joe Flacco at 40, as you just saw on Sunday, is avoiding sacks by getting the ball out in lightning quick time. So that's the end game, right? That's the difference. That's how you mature. Are we there yet? No. I think it is A-okay to, when you're unlearning bad habits and when you're trying to adjust your college game, where it was very successful, to your NFL game, this is kind of the first step. You know, it can be that simple. And as long as you're seeing results on the scoreboard, because this is a team sport, then number one, the focus won't be as pinpointed on your mistakes. Number two, the lessons are a little easier to learn because the pressure is not all on you. And I think number three, even when those two things may wane, we will talk about it in a way that is a little more understanding as fans, as observers, because we are seeing progress on the field. Like, the best example I can give is even last year, Bears fans were never concerned about whether or not Caleb Williams could lead you down the field in the fourth quarter when push came to shove, when the game was on the line. The bigger concern was whether or not coaching apparatus was functioning enough to win you the game. It was not.
Clear as day, it was not. That is inarguable, because we saw how it played out multiple times in that manner.
And listen, there's a lot of scuttlebutt right now in Cincinnati, and sound bites coming out from the defense, kind of like what we saw after that loss in the locker room immediately after the game, about how the defense was lined up improperly, and because of that, they allowed that Colston-Loveland touchdown to happen. On the flip side of it is, just like any good NFL team and just like any good NFL quarterback, you take advantage of the other team's mistakes. Need I remind everybody about how Aaron Rodgers pre-snap would see a flaw and then absolutely burn the Bears? That's how you win football games. So even that, we're not talking about a missed opportunity because the defensive front wasn't lined up properly and because the secondary wasn't lined up properly. We're talking about a successful game because of those reasons.
We are talking about the progress report on Caleb Williams, as we are learning from the text line, 512. At halftime, Sunday is the halfway point, which
okay,
kind of makes
all right.
sense.
Halftime that, Sunday.
That kinda,
oh, my God,
that,
it did.
That
kind of
makes sense. Here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, Mark Grody joins us at 125.
That's a good one.
From Hallis Hall. So we'll get more information from him as the Bears injury report continues to be something that I don't like to focus on a Wednesday. I'll worry about it on a Friday. That's the procrastinator in me. Like, okay, maybe it won't be this bad as I saw it yesterday as it will be tomorrow, which is Friday.
Here's the challenge: giving journalism majors a deadline. We're like, what time is that deadline? Is it at 10:15 on Wednesday morning? Oh, if that's the case, or in this case, Thursday morning.
And you told me on a Monday?
Yeah, then guess what's happening? You're going to get that at 10:14.
Yeah, that's just how we operate. Now, I know people, because they're pretty vocal here on the text line, Layla.
I did not see it because apparently mine got stuck and I had to hit that old refresh button. Now we're cooking. 312-644-6767.
815 says, Caleb has been playing better this year, but he isn't there yet, and I don't believe he can be considered elite or a sustainable quarterback just yet. I won't argue that point. I would just argue that the road to elite is there, and the coach to get him there is in place. And because of that, I'm just anticipating being excited to see how the rest of this season goes, especially knowing that the opposition, the level of talent on the other side, the quality of opponent is about to ramp up in a nice fashion in which you'll be able to measure what is sustainable based on what happens the rest of the season.
I mean, yeah, you guys know that I will cosplay somebody speaking at a real business job meeting, you know, a real job business meeting, if you will, and say good to great all the time. But 847, I think, echoes that. I think we know Caleb is going to be a good NFL quarterback. Will he be great? That is yet to be determined. I'm here for reasonable takes today. I'm here for reasonable take Thursday.
I don't know if I'm here for reasonable take Thursday, but I do agree with his sentiment, though.
That's what happens. You know, people, like, here's what has always happened in the history of me being at the score. So I'm going back to, like, 5 years here. I don't know, another two, seven as a part-time host. So you will ask people to, like, get their takes ready. Like, we want them on, like, the next day. And then people will come up with, like, really good, reasonable takes where I'm like, oh, that's a good point. That's also a good point. That is, too, a good point. And then I'm like, wait a second. These aren't hot takes. These are just well-thought-out opinions. You give people a little bit of time, and then that's what happens.
I like the idea that for Caleb Williams to be 5-3 and to know that in five wins, he had game-winning drives in three of those games. I like that we understand, as you said, Layla, late in games, I don't think there's a question of, can he do it? Is he capable of doing it? I think it's just putting together the other stuff, the little parts, because the devil is in the details. And you talked about mistakes that the Bears have been able to take advantage of. The less amount of mistakes you make as a team, that gives you an opportunity to win games.
I'm a big believer in that. I used to say the phrase, like, if winning is the best medicine, confidence is a welcome side effect.
Sure.
Because that's what happens. Like, everything gets easier to learn when you have a win under your belt. You know that ultimately your team did the right things to actually get that record. So then everything else becomes a little bit easier to teach. You know, concepts become a little bit easier to implement. And like we've said, this is not going to be linear. You know, when we talk about, like, I said after that game against the Ravens, I saw a setback. I'm okay with it because you're not going to hear me say he's a bust. Like, that's not what's happening here. This is the guy. How are you going to develop him? What are you going to understand him to be?
So the opposite of a reasonable take, I guess, is a knee-jerk reaction.
Hot take.
Well, that too, hot take.
Our segment is brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, evaluating Ben Johnson's progress report on Caleb Williams. I'm not ready to give a grade, guys. I'm not doing that until this Sunday comes and goes, okay? I have made my point.
So after nine games, that's when we'll give grades for the midway point?
Yes.
On Caleb Williams and some other things?
Yes.
Maybe the coaching too?
Yeah, it's after nine games, then I'm willing to do it. But right now, except for special teams,
oh, see, that's
you what, all get a D minus.
No. You just said we're going to wait.
Special teams gets their grade
early. That's why I asked coaching, too, because I thought, so you're...
No, the whole unit.
The whole unit.
D minus.
So what does the coordinator get?
Also D minus.
Okay, so everybody's got,
like,
a
D-. You're traveling back from Cincinnati, but like I said, Uber pool, and you pay for the tip.
At least he doesn't have to drive.
Yeah, you got to sit in that car with the rest of the people from Cincinnati that you're picking up along the way.
Put your headphones in, get something on your phone, have your mobile charger. You're good.
Although, granted, now that the airspace has been limited by 10% or so, maybe UberPool might be the best way to go.
I think that kicks in tomorrow.
We'll figure that one out real time.
Why?
WBBM has more details on that.
Yeah, you might want to go check them out if you want more details on that specific part of this. But for Caleb, okay, so here's a couple of things. His receiving core has not been completely healthy. You remember we had Luther Burden III, who's back at practice. That's a good thing.
That is a very good thing.
Clearing concussion protocol, as has Cole Kmet, so that's good. But Luther Burden III, sorry. Colston Loveland missed time.
Colston Loveland the only.
Yes, he missed time. And then you have to understand that we're still working to see what the chemistry level is with a DJ Moore, Olamide Zaccheaus. There's so many weapons. One thing you can't say is that Ben Johnson and Ryan Poles didn't go out and get him help. He's got, as good of a structure, whether it's the coach, the scheme, the running game now, the second best running game in the NFL, and just the upgrades and the depth at all these positions as any young quarterback in the NFL.
Absolutely. And here's another hot take, 847. This is exactly what I'm talking about. Hot take. Caleb isn't losing the Bears games. He's playing just fine and developing just fine. We still need a left tackle. See, this is what happens, man. We ask you guys for the takes, and then you come up with reasonable discussion.
I got one better than that.
And it's true. And you know what else? Because of the left tackle issue, and frankly, it is an issue, I can't say, oh, this is a no excuses year. I can't say that. Maybe next year, but I can't say that right now, given all of the discussion surrounding who on this team still fits into Ben Johnson's vision.
I imagine the players that they added fit into his vision. The left tackle is not one of those players. I know a guy they got to be a left tackle that apparently is not a left tackle.
But I don't.
Ozzie Trapillo.
Right. But even then, you can't. I don't think Ben Johnson walks in and says, you're doing so much to prepare your team for the playoffs, which he was doing in Detroit at the time. I don't necessarily know. The problem is we don't know how much he was involved in that last draft. You know, that's the issue to me. And we're going to get into part of that because I think we have a little more of an answer now, given what Ryan Poles did tell reporters yesterday. We're going to do that at 11. But in the meantime, I think it's all worth evaluating. And I take that into my discussion whenever it comes to trying to figure this out. Like if, say that's one of the best left tackles in the league, sitting there at left tackle. I'm not even going to say Trent Williams because that's wild and it's going to get crazy.
Come on, man.
But if there's a more stable left tackle, how are you evaluating Caleb Williams then? And I think that his performance would be better if that were the case.
I don't know that that would be the case. I will say this, 6'1", 4 is probably closest to what I can affirm and be like, it's not a dig at Caleb, but it's an honest assessment. He's an average QB. The only thing Caleb has proven so far is that he's a bum slayer. He can beat on bad teams. I don't think he's an average QB, but I do think the bum slayer thing is real.
I know, and 815 has a good point about Drake May. It's a no excuse here. See Drake May. It's not, though. And you know it. We don't get to the no excuse year here yet because the bad part was so bad. Vrabel went into an organization where he had an established relationship and there was an understanding. It was kind of akin to CeeDee Gardner-Johnson knowing who he was going to be with Dennis Allen. This is not that case. Like, the history here does matter. So I think that that's worth discussing, too.
And Drake May's already been sacked 34 times, equaling his total for last year in less games.
And it's about what your head coach thinks. If your head coach thinks that interceptions aren't as dangerous as sacks, then, you know, maybe that's a discussion, too. And if your head coach thinks that sacks are worse for your team, then that's part of understanding what the metrics are. Some coaches take sacks more seriously than others, and that's part of this. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You've heard what we have to say. I appreciate everybody here chiming in. Please do so. 312-644-6767. We're on Twitch, too. twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer. Also, our video team is Connor O'Donnell, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis. You heard what we had to say. Feel free to chime in as well. I gave you the instructions. And now let's hear what some of the Score's experts have had to say at this somewhat halfway point of the season. Next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
He had a lot of talent. Got a nice arm.
It doesn't smell like
it. Yeah, it does seem like God struggled to bring him down. I'm not sure why. I mean, he got a little speed. He's not like super huge, but I guess that's what makes him elusive. I think his true talent is the way he's able to go from a runner to a passer in like a split second. Like he can be running full speed at one point and throw the ball like within that same second. Doesn't have to be the speed set or anything.
That is Giants linebacker Brian Burns talking about Caleb Williams. He has a nice storytelling rhythm to how he talks.
He's trying to figure it out. He's like, I see Caleb. I see him on film. I see what he's doing, but
He's just one of those people, though, where you're listening to what he has to say. Like, you're hanging on the words.
I'm going to be watching what he's doing because that man is dangerous.
He is dangerous. He's fun to listen to, and unfortunately, he's also fun to watch. I say unfortunately because his team is playing the Bears on Sunday. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we are bouncing off of what Ben Johnson gave as a progress check for Caleb Williams, a progress report. I still think I'm going to do my official one after Sunday's game, thanks in part to guys like Brian Burns. I think that's a good evaluator. But this is where we are, trying to figure out where the eye test meets how you feel like he is advancing when you knew this had to be stripped down to the studs. Vote is, yeah, there is progress. It's just a matter of how much and how you're seeing it. So let's hear from Kurt Warner on Spiegel and Holmes on Monday as to what improvements he's seen from Caleb Williams compared to last year.
I feel like he's, you know, again, trying to go through his reads, trying to feel that out. But it's more, you know, let me see the guy come open as opposed to, oh, I know based on the structure of the defense, this guy is going to be open so I can hit my back foot or I can take a quick hitch and I can let this ball go. And I don't have to hold on to it that extra tick to see and make sure. I think that's kind of the biggest thing for me is just playing faster in that regard and playing there from the standpoint of, you know what you're seeing structurally with the defense. You understand where the weaknesses are or where the bodies are comparative to, you know, what the play call is. And you can just start to play ahead of the game a little bit. You know, last year I thought he played behind the game a lot, you know, was slow seeing things and getting things out and holding the ball too long. This year, I think he's better with that, but he still needs to see it come open and then he makes the throw. And I think the next step is to be able to, as I was saying, anticipate that, see it before it happens so he can play kind of ahead of schedule or on schedule with a lot of those plays.
I think Kurt Warner is spot on, and if you've been following Caleb, not just game to game, but throw to throw, you'll see where he sees a guy open and throws it to him as opposed to anticipating he will be open all of the time and hitting him in stride. And I think that's part of the reason why maybe the precision has been off, the timing has been off. And even in the way he described it, Kurt Warner's talking about a guy who has shown improvement from last year, but he still has a lot of area where he can improve.
Also, think about how that relates to his mechanics on the run. What's happening while he's running with the ball? People are getting to their expected point in the route. So I feel like that might even be buying him more time to be able to make those reads. My next question is, if that's truly the case, then why aren't you doing more intentionally moving pocket plays to make that stuff happen more? But it might just be because Ben Johnson is truly trying to teach him how to do this thing.
I think the relation,
be in the pocket,
the relation between the run game and the pass game and what Ben Johnson wants things to look like depends so heavily on him being able to master certain ways to attack. I'm not saying moving the pocket is a bad thing or anything. I think he's saying, fundamentally, I need you to be able to do it this way so that our entire offense can benefit from your abilities and what the threat is of you as a quarterback.
Well, and again, at 23, you know, it's okay. It's okay because you're going to have that energy still at the fourth quarter of a game in December in a 17-game season. Are you going to be the same way? You know, when I think of real sustainable, like when you're talking about really who somebody's going to be, how does age and diminished athletic ability factor in that same December, say in game 14, at the age of 30?
I think we all want to see Caleb be able to get rid of the ball and be as decisive as what we saw from Joe Flacco with the Bengals on Sunday. But Joe Flacco's been doing this for nearly two decades.
Yeah,
and that's the difference.
His processor.
Right.
People talk about how if you're lucky enough to stay employed as a quarterback in the league, not starting necessarily, employed, how your knowledge base is so high, and they even talked about it when Joe went to Cincinnati, is that you know the offense is so well in the league, it doesn't take you a long time to catch up. It doesn't take you a long time to marry the execution part of your game with the mental part of your game.
And I think for Ben Johnson, he's talked about the fact that one of the things that he's noticed in that progress report, if you will, is that Caleb is operating faster. It's just probably not fast enough for the likings of a Kurt Warner, a guy who's looking for the not a good quarterback, but a great elite quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 1-1. So how's he reading the field? I am going to judge him with that standard because I think he's earned it and he deserves it. Yeah, I want to judge him like I judge very good quarterbacks, not just basic. That doesn't mean that you're harder on them. It's just that's how it should be. You know, you should be able to have a high expectation in a positive way of that type of talent. So you heard what a quarterback had to say. What about, say, opposing secondary? That's where Matt Bowen comes in. He said to Spiegel and Holmes on Tuesday, this is what he saw in the Cincinnati game.
I think there was a couple big-time throws. Remember last week I said to Spiegel, how many do you need, three to four? Two of them really stand out. Well, three of them do, and they were all to Colston Loveland. I think the first one, if I was still doing the NFL matchup show, the first touchdown to Colston Loveland would be on the show this weekend. That's a perfect play to show. And, you know, Colston Love in that situation is playing the boundary X receiver. So he split outside. A boundary X receiver is, you know, a Mike Evans, a DK Metcalf, that type of position, that type of isolation throw. That's what they did. And they got him in a perfect situation in terms of a red zone matchup. They released the back outside to force the linebacker to expand. Now there's a window. But Caleb had to create that window. So what does he do? He keeps his eyes on the linebacker and the post safety. He holds him there. He freezes him there. That's how you create your own window as a thrower. And then he threw an absolute laser to Loveland. And the other one was a deep in-breaker to Loveland. That's what I call a dagger concept. You clear out, and then you bring the in-breaker behind it. And again, that's him removed from the formation. And obviously, the one at the end of the football game. But again, what do we see there? Removed from the formation. I put it on social today. I think he had 11 routes run from tight alignments, 10 from wide, 7 from the slot, and 1 from the backfield. So you're seeing how versatile he can be when he's a major part of the game plan. But in terms of Caleb, the negatives, it's like we've talked about throughout the season. You still need to see a stronger sense of timing and throwing the ball with more precise location. Those are the areas he still has to improve. And I'll tell you what, when he plays under center, I think he throws with much better timing. Another thing I struggle with coach at the high school level, it's hard to throw on time, in my opinion, when you're in the shotgun consistently. Because your footwork is not the same. When you're under center, 3 and 5 and play action drop, when you hit that back foot, the ball is supposed to come out. I think it's a muscle memory thing for quarterbacks, mm-hmm. And I think Caleb does a much better job when he's under center.
How good is that insight from Matt Bowen, as a guy who saw quarterbacks his entire NFL career from that defensive back perspective, and the understanding of what it really comes down to. It is timing. It is footwork. It is obviously rhythm, decision-making. I thought his description of that touchdown to Colston Loveland was so spot on, because he's explaining what Caleb Williams is doing to help create the space to make the touchdown happen.
Well, here's the other piece of it. Intuitively, when you're talking about a second-year quarterback, typically their timing is not going to be better under center as opposed to being out of the shotgun, because most college offenses are shotgun-based. So that is it's a really layered compliment when you consider that the thing he probably is not as used to doing, which is being under center, is where the timing is better than as opposed to being out of the shotgun. Because there are still a lot of shotgun plays. You know, they run both in this offense. You see him be out of the shotgun, you see him under center. And I know that they're probably trying to get to the point where there's more of a mix of being under center than there is being out of the gun. But that's typically not how you consider an NFL quarterback who's so young, especially when they were that successful out of the gun.
And I think that's part of the growth and really this process that Ben Johnson is taking Caleb Williams through, and not just Caleb Williams, but other parts of the offense. Remember, Colston Loveland, the guy he's talking about, who's lining up all over the field, whether it's in tight, out wide, he's a first-year player too.
Uh-oh. We've been found out on the Twitch stream.
What's going on?
The Twitch chat found out. The Zoom in revealed it.
We've got
to confess.
What's going on?
I'm going to hold this up so you guys can see it first.
Oh, the McRib? Was I not supposed to say McRib?
The silence is part of the storytelling.
I'm
opening it. It is true. It is back. You know how I know it's back? It's in my hands. The McRib is making its return to Chicagoland McDonald's restaurants on November 11th. And we have a first-time McRib consumer amongst us.
That's crazy. Who's never had the McRib?
Robbie Bob Tree Triano.
Of course it's Robbie.
He's just a baby.
Never had the McRib, not once. But I'm looking in front of me and it looks delectable.
And Robbie's going to try this with his mustache.
Okay.
It's saucy.
That sauce is going to get in your facial hair.
This is great radio, but I'm going to bite the sandwich and give my honest review. First time I've ever had a McRib. Here we go.
Make sure you get a little pickle in that bite.
There's pickle. Sorry about that.
What's the great?
It tastes like ribs. That is a win. This is delectable. I would eat this every single day. Two thumbs up.
Why are you talking with your mouth full?
Because we asked him to.
I know.
They also dropped off a couple snack wraps. It's an exciting day here in the office.
That actually slaps.
That is hilarious. So like all of a sudden I start seeing all these all caps and emotes and all this stuff on the Twitch chat. And I'm like, oh no, oh no. So congratulations. You were part of the reveal about a minute and a half before we wanted to talk about it. But yes, you are correct. It is here. It is the McRib.
Can I respond to this?
It's on the 11th.
On the text line,
this
though?
Is so good.
815.
630 says using the word mustache a little loosely there. He's trying. He's trying to grow the mustache.
It is an effort. You know what? We support your effort. No shade November.
Meanwhile, Ray's just sitting there with his glorious beard and mustache.
Just bragging.
Yeah. Hey, it takes time, man. Keep shaving. I don't know if that's accurate, but you keep shaving it down
time.
And it'll keep growing back more robustly.
Yeah.
Danny Parkins gave me bad genes.
I believe
your
that.
Radio dad really needs to help you out there with the facial hair.
Before we go here, 815, not satisfied with 5-3, should be 7-1. What are we doing? What are we doing?
I think they're saying like there were winnable games. And you're
okay.
Right, there were winnable games.
Everybody's got winnable games.
No, I'm not mad at it because I get it. Am I saying the same thing? No, because numbers, you know, I just understanding the growth from one year to the next. But I get it. I get why they have that standard.
Now I'm just going to have to destroy this chicken sandwich sitting in front of me as a rebuttal. It's a strange rebuttal, I know, but that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. Coming up next here, I'm Raheemi Harrison Grody. We've talked a lot about the progress report, but there's a very real chance that Caleb Williams' best game won't be on Sunday. Marshall Harris will tell you why next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I've got a lot of confidence in all those guys, all the runners. I got a lot of confidence in our pass catchers. I think we have the ability to move the ball a number of different ways on offense. Each week's going to have a different story. Hopefully they feel a little bit of competition amongst themselves to make it clear to the coaching staff that you need to get the ball in my hands. And that's a good thing.
That is Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Robbie, you got any more reports on the bites of the McRib?
I wish I had another. That was delectable.
Oh, it's gone?
Oh, it's inhaled.
Hell yeah.
The chicken sandwich is awesome.
Why don't they do this every, like, all the time? It's delectable.
Yes. Yeah. No
Some
kidding.
Things have to be seasonal because, you know.
I had to get a McDonald's snack wrap when I missed it that one day when they were here. It was fantastic. Getting back to the matter at hand. Here's the issue. We've been talking about Caleb Williams for the last 45 minutes or so, as we tend to do most days of our lives, but especially during football season. But here's the other flip side of this. Even though I want to wait to give my official progress report until after Sunday, Sunday might not be the best day for my official progress report if it comes to quarterback evaluation.
Yeah, there's several reasons why. Number one is... the conditions are not quarterback friendly on Sunday.
Y'all, we might have our first bear weather of the season.
The high,
roar!
According to AccuWeather, is 39 degrees. That's the high. That's how warm it will get.
I don't like it when it's less than 75.
The real feel, by the way, 29 degrees in case you're going to the game.
Wear some warm stuff.
There is a snow shower early in the morning.
Boo!
Otherwise, rather cloudy, breezy, and colder. Wind gusts of 31 miles per hour. A standard wind of 16 miles per hour to the northwest.
There it is. There it is. Wind. The factor that, if any expert tells you, and they'll know, affects games more than even rain.
I think this is lining up, namely because of the weather, but also... secondly, because when you take a look at the old defenses as far as team stats go, yes. and you wonder, huh, that opponent they have this week, that's the New York Giants, right?
The New York Football Giants to you.
They don't necessarily stop the run. The worst team in the league is stopping the run. The Bears just saw. The Bengals, they give up 166.4 yards per game. The second worst team, ranked 31st in the NFL in run defense. Oh, that would be those New York Football Giants giving up 150 yards per game. So if you're Ben Johnson and you know the wind is going to be winding, why would you just not say, hey, Kyle Manungai, I like what you did last week. More of that. Oh, DeAndre, you're healthy? You can join in on the fun too. And just turn those dudes loose for 200-plus rushing yards, maybe 300-plus rushing yards, since they're going to be running the ball.
Yeah, here's an important note about it, is that DeAndre Swift had a nice little chat with our Mark Grody, who you will hear from at 125 at Hallis Hall. And DeAndre told Mark he's playing. I feel like this is truly one of the things where there's some management there. Like Ben Johnson talked about it last week, how this is something that they're, I think, going to have to actively manage, his groin injury. So that's a good sign. One of the things that I really liked about DeAndre's game recently is all the cutback lanes he's been finding. Like, those are smooth, man. They look very good. And after what we saw out of Kyle Manungai against, pretty not great Bengals defense, but guess you got to play the second worst run defense next.
We mockingly describe them as like a dollar store or Temu version of Sonic and Knuckles. But since they're second in the league in rushing, is there a chance? I know this is bad competition. I'm not, you know, arguing against that. But is there a chance that this team, which is out rushing the Lions, Ben Johnson's old team, and everybody except for the Buffalo Bills, that they could be a top two, top three, top four rushing team this season?
I'll tell you this. That makes everything easier offensively. Everything else. And if that's the case, and that's what the head coach said he wanted to do, sustain it. Make it last through the rest of the season. And this is another good chance to make that happen. The hard part is the Giants are going to be keying in on it anyway, because the wind may make you more one-dimensional as a team than you want to be. That wind is going to dictate whether or not you can take shots downfield with any sort of confidence. It's hard to cut through something where you know the resting wind speed is going to be at 16. I know that means the gusts are going to be way higher on the lakefront. Anybody who sat there knows that. If you walk by the lake, you know that. That's just an estimation. It could be far worse on Sunday. So do the Giants end up making the Bears, I think, have to really force the issue? You know, do they have to check in Ozzie Tripillo is eligible and that type of thing to make sure that they establish that run game, knowing everybody's going to know it's coming?
Brian Burns leads the NFL in sacks with 11. There's only been one game this season he has not had a sack.
Brian Burns has a considerable percentage of the Bears' team sacks. When you consider it that way.
Yeah, well, he's got a considerable percentage of his own team sacks. His team has 21 sacks. He has 11 of them. And so to understand...
That's statistically significant.
Yeah, and to understand that he's a guy who has 32 quarterback pressures. That's tied for 13th in the league. And his 12.6% pressure rate is also nasty. And it's not just him. They've got Abdul Carter. They've got Kayvon Thibodeau. They've got guys.
Yeah, and I thought Kayvon Thibodeau was going to get traded, by the way.
He did not.
The fact that he did not is pretty significant in this.
I think that front office and that coaching staff is holding on for their dear lives and hoping that Jackson Dart can be someone that brings them somewhere.
It's all about the quarterback.
It is.
And the fact that they lost Saquon Barkley and now Cam Scataboo, as we mentioned, and no Malik Nabers. So, yeah, the defense becomes the star and really the X factor for them.
So if you're Ben Johnson and you understand that Brian Burns will line up on either side and you know that Theo Benedet exists, and that's been the question around him as a left tackle, is can you protect from the pass rush? Doesn't this play into Ben Johnson's hands to just run the football and then to off the play action give Caleb select opportunities to make something happen with explosives?
I think so. I mean, it gives you the opportunity for misdirection, which I think is... That's going to be key in this. Like I said, is this the week where you do a little more of the moving pocket? Does it set you back in your quarterback development plan? Then maybe not. You know, I'm not privy to those conversations. But Is this something where you go a little more meat and potatoes, basic offense, because you have to, given the elements? And that could be part of it.
I'm excited to see what happens and how it unfolds, but they should win this game at home against a 2-7 Giants team.
2-7, you better find us on Monday. It says, Marshall, you must be new here. Talk to you on Monday after the Bears L.
Wow.
Confidence.
That's where we're at?
You're confident, 2-7.
5-3.
I want to see you on Monday.
Home game. 2-7 Giants, and they're talking about the L. Okay.
Nobody's really wrong here, though. That's my thing.
Oh, no.
I'm
surprised by the lack of confidence is all. That's all.
I understand. But no, they should win this game. Let's be honest. Really, the only person that we need to ask is Sean Sears, because he's still undefeated in these staff predictions. Incredible. Incredible. Coming out next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, we also heard from Ryan Poles yesterday. Well, we read what Ryan Poles had to say yesterday. So we will understand not just why a simple trade for a backup defensive lineman could be an important data point in how we evaluate the GM moving forward. But I'll tell you why. That's next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.